When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. How would you like to become a mushroom farmer? Well, me neither. But listen, how would you like to learn that it is in fact possible to make real money growing and selling mushrooms through the mail? Wild, huh? It never gets old. There's always something else I've never thought about that we find a feature on this podcast. Also, have you ever heard the phrase functional mushroom? I hadn't until working on this story, but apparently it's a thing, along with the word mycologist, which is in fact someone who studies mushrooms. I'll explain all of that to you and give you the backstory on how to earn $1,250 a month as a part-time, or should I say sporadic, mushroom farmer. You heard me, sporadic mushroom farmer. It's all coming right up after this message from our sponsor. David Eberhardt is a man of many trades. A master carpenter by day, and a forager of fungi by weekend, David enjoys learning about the process of creating, building, and discovering how things work. Through all of his studies, wild mushrooms have remained his favorite subject. A few years ago, he and his partner Shannon moved to Asheville, North Carolina. They were drawn to the nature in the area and soon learned that there is a large community of foragers and even a local mushroom club. David excitedly began learning more about those local mushrooms and even started growing them in bags all over the house. Soon, he and Shannon had more than they knew what to do with, and his stock was taking up mushroom in their house. David began making various extracts to share with family and friends. The friends loved that they could use these extracts for medical benefit without having to eat a whole pile of mushrooms. Nobody wants to do that. The friends encouraged David and Shannon to sell them, so they took their advice and began bottling and labeling the extracts. They didn't have a plan to do much besides offer these organic treats organically. But soon they began receiving repeat orders and decided there was something bigger growing under the surface. It was also around that time that the term functional mushroom began showing up in mainstream media. People were catching on to the health benefits. Whole Foods released an article about medicinal mushrooms being a top food trend in 2018. And that article mentioned that the only limitation was supply. It was all Shannon needed to hear. She immediately showed it to David and encouraged him to expand his mushroom farm. Together, they were able to forge a side hustle, naming it Phenomenal Fungi. David handles all things mushroom, while Shannon handles the website and sales. They began by selling edible mushrooms to restaurants and the extracts at local farmers markets. The extracts became a big hit among locals. They contained health benefits to boost the immune system and act as a natural antibiotic. Some of the extracts are even being used with cancer patients and people who experience dementia. David has also been playing around with a mushroom that can be used as a natural pest control. These mushrooms can do all kinds of things, I tell you. Now, let's talk about sales. Well, sales have been a bit sporadic since launching Phenomenal Fungi in September 2018. In January, they decided to create an Etsy store to reach a wider audience, where David began selling equipment like flow hoods. What is a flow hood, you ask? Well, I didn't know what it was either, but now I do, and soon you will too. A flow hood is a piece of equipment that allows mycologists, that is, again, people who study mushrooms and fungi of all kinds, to work with cultures in sterile airflow. It's an easy way to create a clean space to work with cultures and assemble bags for mushroom extract production. Since February, they've sold at least one flow hood a month, and these aren't cheap. They usually cost around $800. Startup costs were moderate. They invested about $1,000 in equipment and around $700 for supplies, promotional materials, and marketing. And they're currently earning up to $1,250 a month in extra income. Phenomenal Fungi has given them both an extra income source and a way to share their knowledge of mushrooms. The biggest challenge they've run into is finding a cost-effective way to ship those flow hoods. They weigh 77 pounds and are therefore too heavy to ship with USPS, so they've had to look elsewhere. Shannon finally came across a site called UShip, which specializes in selling larger, heavier items from vehicles to equipment. Since finding this resource, they've been able to save a lot more on shipping costs and keep more profit. Their advice for anyone wanting to forge a similar side hustle is to start simple and focus on one sales channel. When they launched Phenomenal Fungi, they created a website and a Shopify store, in addition to that Etsy shop they added later. While this all works for them now, it was a lot to keep up with different sites in the beginning. It was more than a little truffle. If they could go back, they would have started with one site, refined it, and expanded when that one was running smoothly. In the future, David plans to share his knowledge through online courses for anyone wanting to learn about growing mushrooms, and they're also looking to expand production to include more species and a larger variety of extracts. Well, here's a quick story from Shroom Life 101. I really enjoyed working on this one, by the way. The first flow hood that David and Sharon shipped went to a customer and it actually arrived damaged. And since the item is so large, remember it weighs 77 pounds, it wasn't cost effective for the customer to ship it back. They knew they had to make it right for the customer somehow, and it turned out that the best solution was for David to fly to Ohio with his tools and fix it. So he used his frequent flyer miles, got an award ticket, flew to the customer's house, and fixed the equipment in person. It ended up being a relatively easy repair, and of course, the customer was thrilled. So how's that for radical customer service? Just let me know if I should come to your house to fix your side hustle, and I'll tell David to get right on it. Here we are more than 1,000 episodes into Side Hustle School, which I am so excited to be able to make for you every day. And as you can hear, we're finding all kinds of other ways to make money. There's no shortage of opportunities, and there is one waiting for you. Inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is better. Today's show notes are at sidehustleschool.com/1003. Thanks so much, my friends. I'll be back tomorrow. My name is Chris Gitlebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.